Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to episode 48 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Monday, February 16th, and I want to thank all of my returning listeners for coming back, and for those of you who are just checking me out, thanks for taking the time to listen. Today is probably going to be a little bit scattered. I don't have show notes, so I'm going to use my show notes from the last episode and try to wing it. If it doesn't work, I'll delete this episode and start over and y'all will never know. So I didn't record last week, just time was short and I didn't want to rush through an episode. I'm not as much of a time crunch this morning, so I thought I would try to give it a shot. I come back to this on a regular basis, but finding time to record can be a real problem, but I love talking to you guys. So let's see. I have no idea what our what our segments will be. Probably the normal. What I've been doing. I do have a mostly finished object, works in progress, spinning, enabling, and in the kitchen. And hopefully I'll remember everything that I want to talk about for these. So what have I been doing? Really, not a whole lot, but the reason I did not record last week, as an aside, my dog is drinking water in the background very loudly, so if you hear that, sorry, she's a thirsty dog. So last week, last Tuesday, I usually record on Wednesdays, as most of you may know, last Tuesday night, we went to buy a car, which is very exciting. I've mentioned several times that my daughter is probably going to go to North Carolina for college next year, and we have an SUV, but we don't have an all-wheel drive SUV, and they are going over spring break for a visit, and there's always the chance of snow, and we didn't have a vehicle that dealt well with snow. Not that that's the reason to buy a new car, but we had more than 85,000 miles on the old one. We haven't had any problems with it, but we were at a point where we could still get a decent amount for it, for a trade-in. And we found something on the CarMax website that we liked, so we decided that Tuesday night to go take a look. And we've had enough experience with CarMax with knowing that if we go to look, we have researched enough online that we're probably going to buy. So we did. We bought a 2014 Kia Sorento, and it is really nice. We really like it a lot. We had a 2011 Hyundai Santa Fe, and really the two models are very similar. You may know that Kia and Hyundai are owned by the same company, so the Sorento and the Santa Fe are very similar. The Sorento is just a little bit nicer, seems to have just a little bit more room, and has some of the more luxury features at a price that's about the same as the Santa Fe. So it was really exciting. We're really enjoying driving it. We haven't had a chance to go out and like really do like a drive, just driving around the city, but it's been fun. We've really enjoyed that. In other news, so I mentioned that my daughter and my husband are planning to go to North Carolina over spring break. There's an admitted student's day early in the week that Laura is going to. She still hasn't committed to the school, but we're 99% sure that's where she's going to go. So they're going to go up. I briefly considered going, a little more than briefly. I had not planned to go at all. Didn't think I had enough vacation days. And then I started thinking sometime this week and looked at my vacation days and figured that I actually have plenty, even with the other travel that I'll be doing later over the summer. And so decided that maybe I would go. And I just decided over the weekend, I've been playing with the idea, I just don't think I want to go. It's a long trip. I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. in April. I'm traveling to Austin for a conference in April. We'll have to go to North Carolina, presumably, in June and in August. So it just seemed like too much. So I decided not to go. I do think that I am going to take some vacation time anyway. Excuse the kitty meowing in the background. like I said, I have plenty of vacation days, and I don't remember the last time I took a vacation where I actually stayed home. I guess one of the Christmas vacations a couple of years ago. And this year, I think I just want to stay and be at home and maybe get some projects done, have some knitting time, and just not go to work. So I haven't decided yet, but that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do. I guess that's pretty much everything that we've been up to. Like I said, not really a whole lot. So let's talk about some knitting. Like I mentioned, I have an almost finished object. I will consider it a finished object, but the eaves ends are not woven in, and it has not been blocked. But last night, I finished my Cecius, which is a curl by Hunter Hamberson from the book Curls. I did this in Spartacus Knits Braverman Sock in the I've Been Impaled colorway, which is teals and a little bit of brown, a little bit of turquoise, a little bit of pink. It's really pretty, very cool colors. And, you know, this is one of those projects where I got to a certain point and I just did not want to put it down. I had been working on it sporadically, but I hadn't gotten very far. And I took it with us to Austin a few weeks ago, and it was my car knitting, and I got quite a bit done then, and then it was mostly mindless, so over the past week, when I just needed something mindless, I've picked that up and worked on it. There have been a couple of times, I didn't say in this, but if you've been listening, I've been working on the Olympic Forest baby blanket, and there were a few nights where I just didn't have the mental capacity to work on that. Or we were watching television or something was going on and I didn't want to pay attention to the chart. So I just grabbed the Cecius. And then yesterday I was working on it and realized that I was just so close to being done. And I had worked a lot on the Olympic Forest baby blanket, which I'll talk about in a minute, and decided to just pick that up. And I weighed it, you know, the ball, and realized just how close to being done with it I was. So I decided to finish it up, and it turned out to be a really nice size, and it will be even nicer blocked out. It's bigger than it seemed when it was on the needle, so I'm very, very pleased with that. So once I get the ends woven in and blocked, I'll post a picture in the Ravelry group or on my project page, and you can take a look at that. I'm really excited because since I finished that one, it means I get to cast on the next curl in the book, which is called Cerise. And I haven't decided which yarn I'm going to use for that yet. I am trying to participate in the Bookish Stitchers 15 Oldest Skeins. I guess it's kind of a knit along, but it's a kind of a project using up our old skeins in our stash. And I have a list of my 15 oldest that I'm working from, and there are several that would be really nice for this next curl. I'm leaning towards some Dream and Color Starry that I have. It's the colorway is Purple Rain, but it is almost black. And I think that would be really pretty. And it would make a nice, elegant accessory. So that's my finished object. Works in progress. I'm going to use my notes from last week and see if they are accurate. My worsted boxy, I am still plugging away on this. When I get knitting time at work, that's what I work on. I have I've divided for the armholes. So that's really exciting. I got my 17 inches done, and then I am probably about maybe close to 2 inches up. I have to do, let's see, it was, I think I have to do about seven and a half inches straight up. So I've got about 5 more inches or so to go on that. And that's pretty quick that I can easily get, especially since this is stockinette. It grows in height a little bit faster. So I can do generally about four rows per day if I eat at work. So hopefully I will have the front of that done by the end of this week. I'm thinking aloud, sorry. I will have at least the top. I don't know. I'm sure I won't have the shoulder shaping and neck band done. That'll probably take me next week. So this is actually plugging along. I would be very surprised if I get to wear it this year, but I'm making really good progress on that. That, by the way, is a paid pattern by Hohe Locatelli, and I'm using Malabrigo Rios. And as I've mentioned in the past, I'm not really sure what the colorway is. It's labeled as Bobby Blue, but it doesn't match other projects and other skeins in people's stashes. So I'm think it possibly was mislabeled, or was, I would say it was an off, you know, like an oops, basically. But I have 6 skeins of it that are all the same color. And that seems unlikely that they were all misdyed. So I think they were probably mislabeled. It's a really, really pretty color, like a deep blue with kind of a tealish undertone. Really pretty. I'm also, like I said, I've been working on the Olympic Forest baby blanket. This is a paid pattern by Very Busy Monkey, and I'm using Barocco Vintage in colorway 5124, which is a, I've said lime green multiple times. I would consider it more of a spring green, if you know what I mean. It's not that Kelly green at all, but it's not as bright as I think of when I think of lime. It's a really pretty, very appropriate green for a baby blanket. And I am 5 rounds away from being done with the patterning, and then it has a picot bind off, which I have never done, but I know will take me a little bit longer. So hopefully, maybe by the end of next weekend, I will get that finished. It may be sometime during the week, depending on how long the bind off takes me. So I'm really happy with my progress there. Let's see if those are the only 2 things that I have on here. Let me think if there's anything that I'm missing. I've mostly worked on the Olympic Forest baby blanket and then did the kind of marathon knitting on the CCS. I don't think I've knit anything else this week. So, spinning. I have been doing my 15 minutes of spinning every day. I think I got it in every day. There may have been one day where I didn't, and now I don't remember. I doubt it. I probably did at least a little bit of spindling. I finished the merino that I was working on that I mentioned being a little bit felted, I believe. I don't remember who dyed that. I can't find it. And I did mention, I think last week when I was talking about what I had finished and I had done the Falkland and I couldn't remember who it was, I think I said I thought it was Kitty Minecrafts, and that's not right because what I just started yesterday is Kitty Minecrafts, and I know there weren't 2 samples. So I have no idea what the Falkland was that I talked about last week, or the last episode. Like I mentioned, I did start some Kitty Minecrafts yesterday, and it is a merino bamboo silk blend, in Stellina. I think it has Stellina also. And it is in the King Tut colorway, and it is half blue and half gold. And what I did for this one, I broke it in the middle, and I'm going to spin the blue, and then I'm going to spin the gold and then ply those together. Going back to the merino that I finished, I forgot to mention that I did go ahead and ply that, and I got about 26 yards of, I would consider it probably a sport weight. I don't know what I'm going to do with all of these samples. I really think that I'm going to take all of the ones that were from this fat fiber box and try to make a project. Maybe I can make a cowl. Like, if I make it narrow, maybe I can make one that's long enough. Just a minute. I really need to take a sip of my coffee. Anyway, I'm not really sure. Spinning on my ladybug, I am still working on the Hawassi Creek Dye Works Merino Bamboo in the Glacier colorway. I am doing pretty well on this. I am still trying to figure out my tension and my ratios. I'm not I'm happy with the way this is spinning. Like, it's really easy to spin, but I'm not happy with the twist. And it's overspun in a lot of places. I think probably that I have the ratio too low. So it's spinning. I don't know if that's low or high. It's on one of the smaller whorls, and I think that it is, I think my wheel is too fast. So what I probably need to do is go to a different whorl. I have been messing with the tension, and that helps a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be really solving the problem. Either I'll have it with the tension too loose, and it will kind of sit there too long because it's not getting pulled in. I can see it overspinning, or it seems to be going in just fine, I mean, as far as the tension goes, but it is also overspun. So, I don't know. I'm still very much, obviously, a newbie, and I'm still figuring it out. I'm kind of getting the hang of it, and I can kind of figure out what's going on when I'm spinning. I'm really enjoying it. I do have, I think I mentioned, I have some leftover of the 2F by hand that I did before this. I have a little bit left on the bobbin, and I want to try to play with that and play with some Navajo plying, since there's not very much of this, and I'm not going to hurt anything to do that. Okay. Cross stitch. I have not done much cross stitch. I think I mentioned that I was going to take a break, and I took several days off. I did pick up the Once Upon a Time sampler again and started the September block. And I've gotten a little bit done on that, but I think I've only worked on it for maybe 3 days. I think I worked on it a little bit last weekend, and then I worked on it Saturday, but I didn't work on it any yesterday. There are other things, other crafting projects that are taking priority, mainly the baby blanket. But I am enjoying picking that back up. Sorry, a little distracted. Enabling and acquisitions. Okay. I'm going to try from memory, and I'm not sure that I'm going to remember everything. So, let's see. I bought myself 4 things from birthday money. I mentioned that I had a little bit to spend, and I bought 4 things. Let's see if I can remember what they were. Just 1 second again for coffee. Okay, first thing I bought, well, not necessarily in order. I bought a needle minder from the Cottage Needle. I think that's the name of the cross-stitch shop on Etsy. It's in the shape of a moon, although you can't really see it. It's kind of ugly, but it's like the man in the moon, and it says stitching by the light of the moon, and I like it, even though, like, I can't really see the moon features, but I still like it, and it's very helpful. I was getting tired of sticking my needle through the cloth, and I've lost 2 needles over the past month, so this was a necessity. So I bought that, and then I bought my first braid of fiber from Into the World. I got some, oh gosh, Targi in the Fathom colorway, which is kind of olive greens and some blues and some natural, these I'll be able to talk much more about when I'm actually spinning them. But that's what I remember. And then I also bought a braid of fiber from Fat Cat Knits in the Sweet Torty colorway, which is the colors of like a torty cat, that tortoiseshell browns and kind of oranges and really pretty kitty colors. So I bought that one, and that one is on Corydell, I think it's on Corydell top. I don't remember. It is Corydell. And then the last thing I bought, and I haven't gotten it yet, but hopefully it'll be here soon, is a bag from Little Skein and the Big Wool. It was the... she had some bags that she made with some exclusive or, what's the word I'm looking for? Special edition, I guess, Japanese fabrics. And I bought a, what's the movie? Wizard of Oz themed bag with this Japanese fabric. And I'm really excited about that. So those are the four things that I have purchased, I think. I don't think I've gotten anything else. I did get a package for my birthday from Jeanette, who is the Book of Stitcher. So thank you very much, Jeanette. That was really, really sweet. And in that, she gave me some coffee that was roasted by her father-in-law, I believe. And, oh gosh, so a couple of things of chocolate. One was a dark chocolate. They were both Ghirardelli chocolate bars. One was with raspberry, dark chocolate and raspberry, and one was with milk chocolate and toffee, and those were delicious. And some fiber. She gave me some. It's from Knitty and Color, and the colorway is Street Spirits, and I will have to describe it for you once I actually spin with it. And that is in Merino Bamboo also, which I, as I mentioned, I'm really enjoying spinning the Hawassi Creek. So I'm really excited about that. And let me think, was there anything else? I hope I'm not forgetting anything. I think that was all. Oh, and one of her little, her podcast buttons, which, let me see. I actually don't know where it is. I just remembered that I had stuck it in the pocket to put in my, to take to work and stick on my butt board at work. And I was wearing the pants I'm wearing today, and they have, of course, been washed. And I don't know where it is. It's probably in the laundry room somewhere. I'll have to find it. But hopefully that will make it to my button wall soon. Let's see. Jeanette, I hope I'm not forgetting something that was in there. That seems like all, but I don't remember. What else? Now I'm just rambling, guys. I did order something where I'm doing a swap as part of the Bookish Stitcher podcast, and I ordered something for my swap partner, and I bought a couple of things over the weekend, but I'm not going to talk about those because I don't know if this, I know it's a secret swap, so she wouldn't know anyway, but I'd like to keep it a secret. Just in case she's a sleuth. But yeah, I bought a couple of things. It's a local thing swap. So I bought some things while I was out over the weekend. I think that's all. Let's see. In the kitchen, I have not done a lot of cooking, but I did do, I baked a cake last weekend. It was a belated birthday cake for me that we had with some friends. It was called a honeybee cake. And it was from the book, Vintage Cakes by Julie Richardson. And it was just a small, like 9-inch single layer cake. And in place of about half of the sugar, it used honey. So there's honey and regular sugar. And it was just a simple cake. And then you make a honey syrup to pour over it when it's warm. So you pour that over it and then put some almonds on top of that and then pour the rest of the glaze over that. And it was really good. It was a really simple cake and it was very tasty. What else? I made some bars out of Sally's Baking Addiction cookbook. They were blueberry almond oat bars, I believe. And this was out of one of the sections of the cookbook is kind of a healthier snack section. And this was out of that. I have to say I was not super fond of them. They kind of remind me of granola bars. The bottom layer, the oat layer, has a lot of almond butter and oats and maple syrup. And then there's a layer of blueberries, and you make like a blueberry compote kind of thing, and add sliced apples on top of that, and then layer with a little bit more of the oats, this time mixed with some almonds. And it was okay. Maybe, no, I don't know. I would say maybe it would be better maybe with strawberries, because I'm more of a fan of strawberries than blueberries, but it was just very nutty, like the peanut buttery taste, and it was almond butter, but it just had that taste. And it was okay. We may eat the rest of them. We may end up throwing them out. I don't know. But that was a good experiment. Last night for dinner, I made just a really simple meal with chicken breast and green beans and potatoes all in one dish. Sprinkle it with Italian dressing and a little bit of butter. I did a little bit of butter and a little bit of olive oil and then bake it. It was okay. It was actually, the concept was really good. The green beans turned out really good. The potatoes were good. The chicken was a little dry. It took probably because the pan was so stuffed, it took a little longer to cook the chicken than I thought it would. It usually doesn't take this long, but it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get everything done. And so the chicken was a tiny bit dry. And also for a baked chicken like this, I think I would prefer something with skin. So maybe chicken thighs instead of the chicken breast. But it was a very easy meal. And it was not bad. It's good enough for me to take leftovers today. Let's see if there's anything else. I don't believe there's anything else that I cooked. What I've been reading... In the last episode, I mentioned that I was reading The House of the Spirits by Isabel Allende, and I finished that last week, and it was really good. I gave it 5 stars on Goodreads, not because I liked it 5 stars worth, I don't know if that makes sense, but because it is a really good book. It's a classic for sure, and I liked the book. I wanted to read it. I won't say I didn't get bored with it. By the end, I was ready for it to be over. But that was because the end was just a little bit, it was more of a downer. The book goes from the late 1800s through probably the 1970s. And it's the story of this one family in Peru. And the last probably third of the book or so is there in the middle of the Peruvian Revolution. And there are parts that are quite violent. It can be pretty sad. You know, some characters die and it was just kind of brutal. And that part lost a little. I mean, the first part of the book, it was about this family, and it's still about the family, but it became more of a political book than just the story of this family, if that makes sense. I did really, like I said, I gave it 5 stars. It was an excellent book, but I wouldn't say that I necessarily enjoyed the last part of it. Since I finished that one, I've picked up The Killer Angels by Michael Shera. I think I said in the last episode that it was Jeff Shera. I get the two mixed up. One is father and one is son. And honestly, I don't remember which is which. But this is a novel of the Battle of Gettysburg. And, you know, key players are, you know, Robert E. Lee and Longstreet and Buford. And, you know, these names that you've heard throughout history, of the Civil War and of that battle. And it is really good. It is, it's very quickly, quick paced. I'm almost halfway done with it. It's going much faster than I thought it would. And I'm really enjoying that one. And I'll talk more about that when I finish it. So, I think I've managed to get this done in a reasonable amount of time. 30 minutes is much more reasonable, I consider, for a podcast. Thank you for listening this week, and I hope you all have a wonderful week, and hopefully I will get another one recorded next week. I'm not going to say it will be Wednesday. I think right now it's just whichever day I can grab some time to get it done. So sometime next week, I will record again, and I will talk to y'all then. Have a great week. Bye.